Far as the list of the second coming things in Psalms was in this workbook. 51 are identified, but with plenty of space to add more to the list as they are seen. These themes are both those which are in both Psalms in Matthew 24 and 25, and observable ones that will lead to other second coming truths, since they can be clearly seen to be intended and since they are dealt with elsewhere. The present list of themes is very simple, with no explanatory material accompanying each theme. But this will be developed and eventually material will have all kinds of references, identified by category and examples explaining it. Each theme is listed now by number. As we are going through each verse, there is space provided for you to fill in the number of theme or themes to be seen in that verse. The themes are grouped together somewhat into general categories in order to handle them more easily. Now we will go into one theme and give a brief example of how each theme will be developed.
Now, under a verse, let's say the first one, 9:16. There's various themes to be seen in there. One of the loudest ones is the one that says, I don't know what number it is, that it's already happened. It's in the past tense. Now, what number is that, Dale? Can't you find it?
Four.
She's not too bright. Number four, that's right. Using the past tense about things in the future. Now, what you do, you see, you should look up your Bible. You see the need suddenly for the context, don't you? When you read these verses. That's why when you come to a second coming or an Isaiah, you bring your Bible all marked in this four layers thing. You hear me?
Yes.
That matters. You're going to wish you had that. Your Bible marked according to these lists. Now, these themes then. Later, pay attention, listen to this one. When we get through the top one or two categories, then we stop. Then we go through and we find out the cross-reference. You find out how many number 10 themes are there. Number 1 themes. Number 4 themes. And when you're studying 9:16 and you see 4 in it, look up the other 4 themes. You see?
Yes.
You got a built-in reference Bible. Permanently. And so forth on every number, on every one of the verses. And of course it parallels the same themes, by the way. The same list of themes will be used for every book of the Bible. But some of the books of the Bible have almost none of some themes, and some of them have a whole bunch of some themes. It sways back and forth. For instance, the joyful, exuberant, shouting with joy of the righteous when they behold his face is a theme peculiar to Psalms and Revelation, pretty much. And not in Daniel. Where do you see the great joy and jubilation and shouting with 10-string harps? That's not to be seen in Daniel. Nevertheless, they're all second coming themes. And the list of the second coming themes, finally, will be 100, 200, who knows, 300?
Praise God.
Themes.
Wow, this is overwhelming.
Things that connect references. Are you listening?
Yes.
Frustrating to watch the chit-chatting. I wish they would tell us what they're talking about. Do you get what's happening so far?
Yes. Yes.
Any questions?
No.
Sure?
Yes.
Let's go into one of the themes. The theme is the first and the second coming in Psalms. Now, you'll often see a verse talking about the second coming is also aiming at the first. the man, don't eat your pen. It's unsanitary, eat your pen. It hurts you. You haven't been in school yet, huh? You haven't learned, all right. One of the rules in school. Have you ever seen that theme?
Yeah.
What verse? What verse talks of the first and second coming in Psalms? What verse has echoes of both? Many verses have echoes of both. He will appear. He will save Israel. Let's find some verses in that list. Well, 69:13, at an acceptable time, the abundance of thy steadfast love answer me, with thy faithful help rescue me from sinking in the mire. All right, at an acceptable time, in the fullness of time, God revealed his son, it's written, about the first coming. And yet, Psalm 75:2, on the set day which I appoint, I will judge with equity. So you see, he has appointed another day, hasn't he?
Yes.
As it says in Hebrews, and yet 69:13 is aiming at both. Perhaps more at the second. Look at the deep waters. All right, 57:3. He will send from heaven and save me. Well, he did that at Jesus' first coming. You understand that point or not?
Yes.
You don't, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, in the top 69 here, I've purposely picked out those that are the loudest talking about the second coming. And therefore, you don't see too many of those in here. Well, 118:15. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. That's Jesus as the warrior, which revealed as at the second coming, yet, as in Isaiah 42:12, he was the warrior when he died on the cross, fighting the devil.
Wow.
Remember?
Yes.
So you see they're both combined. Over in Isaiah 98:2, the Lord has made known his victory. He has revealed his vindication, the sight of the nations. There's a little bit of the first coming in there, but mainly the second. That's the past tense again, isn't it?
Yes.
He has revealed his vindication. Now, vindication really is a second coming thing. He came the first time, but as a lowly servant, shepherd, savior, and sacrifice, and lamb. But he's coming again with vengeance, and see, I was right. Which is what, that's vindication.
Wow.
In verse 91:14, because he cleaves to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him, because he knows my name. Speaking very definitely of Jesus, but also of us. In the first sense, in the first coming, John 17:3, this is eternal life, that they know thee, the only true God in Jesus Christ. Just coming to know him is eternal life. On the other hand, the second coming theme in here is, I will spare him on that day as a father spares his son. Remember, on the day that I act? Well, such things. And by such divisions, we see the first and the second coming, and this is what the Jews missed about the Messiah all along. That these prophecies meant the first and the second coming, and they only went for what?
First.
Wrong. The second. You start saying the first. They went for the second coming. Yes, he's coming with a big sword. That's true. He is. He's yet to do it. But there's nothing against his